It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Rolla Bresch is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
And thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. I am not going to sing this morning because the kind of singing that I would normally do is nowhere near the kind of singing that my heart is doing this morning, because I'm sitting across the table from a guy that every time I get to talk to this guy, let me tell you, folks, there are people in this world that you run across that are, you know, joyful and exuberant and say things like, oh, it's a great day, and they don't mean it. But this guy, whenever I see him, the first words out of his mouth are best day ever. And he absolutely, positively, to the core of his being, means it. My guest this morning is Reverend Bill Harris from the People Helping People program in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Reverend Bill, thanks so much for joining us. It's just a joy to have you on the show.
Yeah, what a pleasure, Raul. And first of all, we just like to thank God for making all things possible. And we see that happening in our lives each and every day. And a big thanks to the radio land out there. And thank you guys for your ongoing support with our foundation.
It's a people helping people kind of situation all the way around, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sir, it is. It is. That's what we do. Been doing it for 19 years now, and we just find so much joy in being able to support the brokenness.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking before we went on the air. I had to kind of cut you off real quick because the signal came up and we knew we had to go on the air. But yeah, 19 years PHP has been in existence. How did that happen? Where were you before? What led you to come to Baraboo, Wisconsin and start this program? And I mean, think about the number of things that you're doing today, given where you started from 19 years ago and just your background. I mean, didn't you work at like Pierce's Pick and Save or something when you first came into town or something? It was like, whoa, how did that happen?
Absolutely, Raul. You're too kind. You're too kind. And thank you for acknowledging our presence and our ongoing efforts. Yeah, we started down in Kenosha in 1998. Okay. We had our first meeting on my 45th birthday, August 11th. And that's why we're so grateful that by the grace of God, we just finished our 19th year birthday. 19 years doing the very same thing every single day to make a difference.
And when you talk about the very same thing, to me it kind of means something different than I think most people think of it, because you're doing on the base level a whole bunch of different services, but on the base level what you're doing is the same thing, which is being obedient to where God directs you to go.
Amen. Right? Amen. And we had no idea initially, and I know we had a conversation before we went on air, how did this whole process begin? Well, down in Kenosha one morning, I was on the way to work and driving through a limited income area called the Lincoln neighborhood. Okay. Down in Kenosha. And it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I was working 11 to 7 in the dairy department. And I seen these little kids. It wasn't the first time, but God made me aware that, Bill, these kids are walking from the grade school to the food pantry. Here it is 10:15 in the morning, and look at what they're missing out on.
Yeah.
So we were able to, we worked in a grocery store, Rogers and Marv Supervalu in Kenosha, and we were able to go to the owner and the general manager and ask them if it was possible to be able to acquire some of the close code dated, even some of the outdated items which still have shelf life and consume life left in it, to take some of that to the local food pantry where those kids were located and aid and assist them with those commodities.
Okay.
That's how it started.
Well, and you know, kind of the base level, that's where we all have to start, isn't it? I mean, you got to have food in your belly before anything else really can start to happen. It's really hard to think about spiritually minded things if you're just hungry all the time.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Getting that basic need. So you saw a need and you were obedient to that. I talk about it all the time as being a still soft voice, because it's usually not, hey, dummy, do this. It's, you know, hey, did you notice that? Did you see what was going on there? Are you willing to help with that? Are you willing to be somebody that'll step in and do something like that? And you did. So then it moves from there to what? What was the next step?
Well, as we processed that program and solicited support from the vendors to start the bright fries and doing the fundraisers, God spoke up and said, Bill, that's not good enough. He said, what about those little children going to school? Some of them, look at them, Bill. We would see them going to school, and they'd have a pencil or a paper, or sometimes nothing at all on the first day of school. And we got to thinking, how grand would it be if we put together a program to offer support for the children for school supplies, not only at the beginning of the year, but the middle of the year and towards the end of the year, we infuse those schools and contact with those secretaries that know what the needs are, and we keep the cupboard stocked for a change of clothes for the kindergarten, for all of the school supplies that those grade school children need throughout the year. That was our second program, with the school supply program. Matter of fact, we just finished up some fundraisers this past weekend. And again, thank God for the great support of this great area. We see people coming in from Sauk, from Portage. We see them coming in from Spring Green and places such as that to help us out with that, because they know what we're doing and they know why.
Yeah. When doing it responsibly, and people do want to help. I mean, I think the vast majority of people do want to do something. They would like to help, but a lot of times either they don't know how they can help, or they think it's going to take too much time, or there's, you know, I don't know, really, can I trust that my money will be well spent? I mean, there are a bunch of reasons. There's a bunch of, you know, junk and chatter that's out there, and geez, it seems like every day you turn around, there's some new thing in the news that makes you go, oh gosh, now I can't even trust that anymore. You know, the things we rely on that, you know, oh no, I can't, it's not safe to put my money in the bank anymore. It's not safe to do that kind of transaction anymore. So here you are providing, you know, well, I mean, your word is your word. And when you say you're going to do something repeatedly after the past 19 years, I would think we would know that your word is your word. And you, when your yes is yes, your no is no, you get it done.
Absolutely. Because the way God has inspired us, you know, he said, if you have eyes to see, you have ears to hear. And we see where the communities have stood back over the years and watched us and analyzed and prayed with us and allowed us to come into their facilities to talk and give presentations as to what God is doing, because people always say, well, Bill, you're doing a great job and you keep doing this. And we appreciate you guys' awareness. We appreciate you guys' support. But it's nothing that I've ever done that God's doing it all for me and through me, so we give the credit where it's due, and that's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hard to argue that.
Yeah, it's hard. Yes, sir, it's hard to, and it's more challenging to be obedient every single day, because we know that other guy throws so many stumbling blocks in our way and sends so many challenges to us physically, but we always remember what he said. Where two or more gathered, he said he'd be there. And we know the Holy Spirit resides in me, so we consider ourselves two people. So we know that by the grace of God that he's watching over us, because it's evident every single day. We see miracles. We have prayers answered, and they just keep coming. So again, thank you to all of you out there for your ongoing support.
And, you know, it kind of makes me think of two things. One is that, you know, the scripture that says, you'll know them by their fruits. You know, if you watch people, you know them by your fruits. I think of people like Billy Graham. I mean, after the number of years he's been around, that brother, you know him by his fruits. You know it's the real deal. But then I also think about the old expression of, you know, if I say I'm a car, putting myself in a garage doesn't make me a car. You know, that's not what makes you a car. And there are a lot of folks that use that name. Oh, I'm a Christian. He's a God-fearing man, blah, blah, blah. But you look at the fruits of their life, and it doesn't quite pan out. And unfortunately, the enemy uses that a lot as a, you know, see, it's not for real. That religion stuff, that's just bad. But then you got to turn that around and say, well, yeah, but where are the real deals? Where are the folks that are really walking the walk, talking the talk, you know, and putting their money where their mouth is at, you know, doing the things that God calls them to doing it faithfully and obediently and reliably. So you're doing that. And I appreciate the fact that you're not saying, because you're doing it because you're doing it. You're doing it because God gives you the opportunity to, and you try to be obedient to that.
Absolutely. And it's nice that you would bring that up, Raul, because when we first came to Baraboo, and you all know who you are, there was a high level of doubt. And we understand that, because when you come into an area such as this and you have not a lot of representation, mm-hmm. then people are going to tend to be stereotypical. And that's fine, and we welcome that. And for the first several years, I mean, you can only imagine the persecution that my lovely wife and I had to undertake. But by the grace of God, we stayed strong. And now we look back on it, and the same individuals, some of the same individuals that talked us down, that talked about us, told us to go back to Africa and do things such as that, and what are we doing in Baraboo, and things such as that. And those same people are coming through God's building down there right now at 805 Broadway, and they are looking for support. And by all means, we told them that we're there for them now, we're there for them tomorrow, we're there for them forevermore, because look what Jesus did for me. And he always reminded me, if I ever doubt God's love for me, which I never do, he said, do one thing, and that's look to the cross, because that great sacrifice was made for all of us, not just me. So you're right. If we're led to lead, we're called to lead, then we got to do it by word and deed, and not just be a Sunday Christian. We got to be a Christian 24/7. And that's what makes us whole, is our hearts are being filled with the truth. And there's no greater feeling than to see someone down and give them a hand up. We try to encourage them not to take a hand out, but be willing to accept a hand up and get their lives turned around.
That's a huge difference, isn't it? When you think of that, the hand out versus the hand up. And you can almost tell, can't you? I mean, your experience, wouldn't you say there are people that are expecting the hand out instead of being thankful for the hand up? I mean, there's just a difference in the way that need is expressed to the person that can do something about it.
Right, and we have to know out there, Radio Land, you have to know that facility at 805, our headquarters, is a revolving door. And we've been in a position now, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Work Ready program, but we're in a position now to where men and women are coming through the doors to get help. And some of them stay. And you have to know that the vast majority of them want to hang on to the brokenness for whatever reason. And we call it creatures of habit. You know, yeah. Everything is learned. So we try to encourage them to get relearned and retrained and refocused and reeducated. And we have success stories.
Well, and having that hope that you can be better, that you can be different, that things can get better. Maybe that's the difference, is the lack of hope that some people seem to have gotten stuck in, where they're expecting it now. Just give it to me, because I don't have any hope it's ever going to be big. Just give me the thing. You know, whereas the person that still has hope is like, man, I want to do better. I want to try. But, you know, thanks for helping me. I just don't know if I can. I'm tired. You know, I've been called names too many times, or I've been told I'm stupid too many times, or I'm worthless and never going to amount to anything. Or, I mean, those are things that are learned over time.
Right. And you touched on something there, Raul, and that's real important, that we help them understand that God did not make bad people. People make poor choices that end them in situations such as they are. And again, we're creatures of habit. We've been brainwashed. Some of the programs that's out there, we met with some of the individuals and we asked them to be more kind with their conversations, because some of them have told our brothers and sisters that they are bad. Some of them have told them that they are no good and they're worthless. And here again, we try to encourage them not to use words such as bad, but replace that with brokenness, and not to use words such as stupid, but use such as misunderstood, okay. Undereducated, unknowing. But and sometimes just the change of words can help encourage a person to want to make a difference, because when there's no hope, then those individuals, they're right back where they started. It's just a revolving door in and out the system, because they lack support. And so that's why we're there, to help encourage them that they're worthy of God's truth. And how could you have truth without knowing what truth is? And how can you have love without knowing what it is? Because we've been trained by the Spirit that we must be of truth, before we can be in truth. We must be of love before we can have love. And the only person that administers that is Jesus Christ. And we found that out, and we live that every single day. And that's why when people ask me, how you doing today? Best day ever. That's not a play on words. That's not to draw attention. That's not to get a laugh. That is coming from the inside out. And we're very grateful that we've learned to live by grace and faith and love so we can share that.
Well, we need to take a break, I think, just to think about all that for a second, folks. So we're going to cut away for a word from our sponsors that we're very thankful for, because it's because of those sponsors and because of the leadership at WRPQ Radio that we can bring you shows like this. So I'm thankful for that today, and I hope no one will go anywhere as we take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with more with our special guest today, Reverend Bill Harris with People Helping People in Baraboo, Wisconsin, here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
And we're back here on Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you didn't go anywhere. And if you did, I'm sorry. If you didn't, we're excited because now we get to talk about some real examples. Now, People Helping People is a really very multifaceted program. I mean, you have fundraisers, you have the Adopt a Family program, the school supply program we talked a little bit about, the Stomp Out Hunger program, kind of alluded to that with some of the food ministries that you're doing, the Adopt a Soldier program. I mean, just a wonderfully multifaceted, you know, really meeting the needs of the community in a lot of different ways. But let's put some teeth to it. Can you talk a little bit about some specific examples of ways that you've seen this work really change people's lives and bring them to a new point in their lives, a starting point? Because that's when you get down to the middle, that's the difference, I think, the fundamental difference between Christianity and other religions and philosophies is Christ changes people. I mean, there's that real process of being born again that, you know, people talk about being, oh, I'm born again, and it loses, it becomes kind of trite almost, but there really is a transformational thing that happens in Christians that I think is just different. And what are some examples of that you've seen?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Raul, and again, a big thanks to you all who are and have been supporting our programs. And we just went over a year last month with our Work Ready program. And that program is designed to prepare men, women to re-enter or enter the workforce because of being absent for one reason or another. Maybe it was health issues, maybe it was family concerns, or maybe it was just lack of. So what we do, we encourage, we work with the probation and parole, we work with community service, we work with those individual forward services we're working with, we work with workforce development. And what has happened in the last year, we've had numerous men and women come through the shop, but by the grace of God, we've had seven graduates. We've had seven graduates come through the program. We first enroll them with Forward Services, and that's with the FSET program, where they give them aid and assistance with medical, food, and things such as that, prepare them for job interviews, doing mock interviews, working on resumes. And we run them through a series of weeks with that, where they come down to the shop and they volunteer for 16 hours, and for that would offset Forward Services help with them to get that community service hours in.
Okay.
And should they make it through that, then we enroll them with workforce development. Now, they work 30 hours a week at the shop, and they're compensated $10 an hour.
Okay.
And we've had 7 graduates, like I said, to come through our program. 3 of them have been through, completed the programs. Now we have, most recently, we have a young man that graduated from workforce development on the 18th of August.
Okay.
Now, by the grace of God, he's going on his way down to St. Vinny's, and thank you, St. Vinny's, to pick up some clothing for a job interview tomorrow. We have him a job interview with a detail with an automobile company up in Baraboo tomorrow, and he's going to go down to interview for a car detailing job. Fresh out of the situation, brokenness for years and years and years, he came to us 6 months ago, been with us every day, faithful, and now he's had the opportunity to go back, get a job, and relearn and rethink and be productive. Yeah. And then we'll go back to last year. We had a young man just fresh out of homelessness, sleeping in his car. He came to us last August. We worked with him, and now, here again, by the grace of God, he's working right now down here in Sauk at Milwaukee Vale. So a big thanks to Milwaukee Vale for taking on one of our participants, giving him a job. And he went from making $13 an hour, and now he's making $18.50. So it can be done. It can be done. So if you're out there and you're listening and wondering if there's hope for you, by all means, because remember what God said? By the grace of God, all things are possible. But we have to believe. You have to believe and know that he's going to take care of you and put your trust in God.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have that hope that something can be different. This time can be different. Because the people that you're seeing and we're talking about, a lot of times they're folks that have had numbers of false starts. You know, a number of times where they tried to make things different. They tried to stop doing a certain behavior that they know is destructive. Because I can't think of a lot of people that I've ever known in these situations that know it's that don't know it's destructive, that they don't still have some still small voice in themselves saying, I got to kick this habit somehow. I got to get out of this. But they just don't know how, or they just don't have the resources around them to help them do it. And here, you've got a couple of, it's a couple of stories, but yeah, yes. Yeah, so it's not hundreds of people, but gosh darn it, it can be hundreds of people.
Not to cut you off, but it will be. Yeah. It will be hundreds of people because when we started the program, and now we have a building, 805 Broadway, that's our headquarters, and eventually God's going to help us expand that. We've already spoke with a couple of architects about going up, having a second floor, and they said that's feasible. That way we can expand the ground floor. And in our shop, we would encourage anyone out there at the sound of his voice, come by.
Okay.
Come by. That's not Bill Harris's building and Yvette's building and PHP's. That's the community, because community means we all need help, and we all need help. And one thing we decided to do when we first was putting the program together, we asked God to give us some tools that these people could be aware when they're there. So what he helped us develop, Jesus, he implemented and put out, that was 10 commandments. So we let the individuals know that we have a code of conduct. We wanted to have a handbook with rules and regulations, but we said, God, what would be your will with this? Lead us and guide us. So what he helped us put together was a code of conduct. And it goes like this, people, and this not only applies to myself and the participants in PHP's programs, but it applies to you, too. And if you're sitting out there, you just take a deep breath and listen how this plays itself out. Code of conduct. Number 1, do not lie. Number 2, do not cheat. Number 3, do not steal. Number 4, be kind. Number 5, always be humble. Number 6, if you do not know what love is, then ask. Number 7, do unto others as you would have done unto you. And this is a biggie. Number 8, do not gossip. Number 9, do not bully. And number 10, always say please and thank you. So like Raul said, we're very, very pleased and we're very thankful that God chose us. And a big shout out to WRPQ. Welcome aboard, Corey, you and your family. We're going to get down there to see you, but we talked to Drew, and we're going to wait till the dust settles a little bit more. But we have you on the radar, and we're very grateful for you all's ongoing support. So a big shout out to you, Corey, and congratulations with your acquisition.
Boy, those 10 rules. I think I got to get a copy of that. Just post that on every wall here in the store and in the offices. And I mean, think about that, people. Do not lie. Do not cheat. Do not steal. Be kind. Always be humble. If you don't know what love is, ask. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Do not gossip. Do not bully. Always say please and thank you. If we could just focus on like one or two of those each day, you know, and kind of just get it into a habit, because that's the hardest thing is making it a habit. You know, because Lord knows we all got a lot of bad habits.
Oh, yeah. And that's being, like you said, everything is learned. Everything is learned. We go through life, and every day is a learning experience. And like one of our graduates put in the paper, and it was true to the heart, at PHP, at our shop, every day you learn something new. There's something new that transpires down there through and by the grace of God, that something is learned, so those individuals, and even myself, get a chance to break those thoughts. Sure. Because everything starts with a thought. So if we think, then we feel, then we behave. But a lot of times we get that out of contact because we think, feel, and behave, and there's a cause, effect, and result. So if we think about it first, and apply awareness to what we're doing and what we're saying, the end result, people, I'm going to tell you, the end result would be nothing but truth and love. And it's just like a soup and a sandwich. You can't have one without the other. And if you lack Jesus Christ, you won't have neither one of them, truth or love. And then your life is broken.
That's it. This has been soup and sandwich time here on Mornings at McFarland's. And with that in mind, let's take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back with the finishing touches on our interview this morning with Reverend Bill Harris with People Helping People here in Baraboo and Sauk County. In general, we're all, I think everybody in Sauk County is blessed by the program and the impact that you guys are having in changing people's lives. So let's just take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7. Don't go anywhere, but we're really happy to join this morning. I'm hoping everyone's enjoying the show as well. Take care. Be right back.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back here for our final moments on Mornings at McFarland's. Brother Bill Harris with People Helping People has been our guest this morning. If you haven't been listening or you got tuned in late, remember you can go back onto WRPQ.com and listen to the show. It'll be archived there. Hopefully beyond, Mike Ganger does a great job of putting the shows together and dropping them down onto the website. So hopefully they'll be there this afternoon sometime, but keep on checking back because it's always a great resource, even if our show isn't available. Anyways, Brother Bill, to wrap her up, what are ways that people have been listening to get excited? I hope. Gosh, if you're not getting excited about the things that people are doing, the lives that are changing at PHP and organizations like that, I'm sorry, but your wood is wet, okay? If you're not getting on fire, your wood is wet, people. I'm sorry. You just need to do something about that because this is exciting stuff. But how could they get involved? So you're excited. You're thinking, this is great. I got to get involved in this somehow. How would they do it?
Well, first of all, again, thanks. A big thanks to you all out there listening. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, please. If you'd really like to come aboard and see what we do, give me a call at 608-434-0002. Or you can email me. Email address is php123@centralink.net, or check us out on our website. Our website is www.phpofwisconsin.org. Or take a peek at our Facebook there if you're into that. That's PHP of South Central Wisconsin. And if you're on our website, there is an application. If you'd like to join the Friends of PHP, there's an application there. You fill that out, send it in to us, and we will match you up with some of the events and programs that we need help with. We have a golf outing coming up September the 19th. It's replacing the Walt Smith golf outing. We spent time with Walt Smith before the Angels came to take him home, and he willed this program to us. So September the 19th, you will find the application and information to that on our website. And if you really like to help, come out December the 2nd. We're having our fifth annual Stomp Out Hunger event, and that will be at 805 Broadway from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, and Santa Claus will be arriving at some point. We haven't spoke to him yet, but he's gearing up, and we're going to find out what time him and the reindeers will be landing at PHP's, and the little children will be able to come out there and see Santa.
Well, ho, ho, ho to that. Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show today. Brother Bill, just always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out and for traveling down here to Sauk and being on the show with us. It's just a joy.
Really. Well, thank you, Raul, and a big thanks to the McFarland gang because they are one of our supporters. Richard McFarland, he's been beside us and helped us out a little bit with the Hallelujah guys. And thanks to you guys, the Hallelujah guys, for your ongoing support. And God bless all of you and have the best day ever.
Thank you, sir, very much. Well, and always make sure you visit over to SaukPrairie.com as well if you're looking for community events. I didn't get a chance to read any of those this morning, but there's always lots going on here in Sauk Prairie. So don't be afraid to go to SaukPrairie.com and to go phpofwisconsin.org and find out ways that you can make a difference. Have some hope that you can, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. Stay tuned now as we get ready to head into our another Deerlith chapter of the week read by David Schweitzer. Great show. Hope people are enjoying that as well, hearing different things written by our own August Deerlith. So enjoy. Thanks again for joining us, folks. We'll see you next week here on Mornings at McFarland's, broadcasting live from McFarland's in Sauk City on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.